talk about hogs for a few minutes. Retail pork prices, like beef prices, have been very strong. We had 7 new monthly records during 2014, but that's certainly not the recent trend. Last record was back in September for pork and grocery stores. We have declined each month since, and that decline has been because pork supply is increasing, and slaughter numbers are up, and weights are up, and prices still not bad at all, but down clearly from the records we had last year. As far as cost of production, this chart, the red dots, is Iowa State calculations on break-even for barrel and gilt fair-to-finish operations in Iowa. The red dots show you that thus far this century, and it basically follows very closely to corn prices, if you remember what they've done over the last 14 years. But lower-cost corn in 2014 with the second record crop in a row, and we've got break-evens down around 50 cents per 100 pounds of live weight. Expectations is that we may see a little bit higher feed costs going forward and some increase. Of course, a lot of that depends on the summer weather and what happens to corn and soybean prices, but some increase possible, but still staying under 55 cents per pound as far as cost of production through the rest of this year and into 2016. Hog imports and exports, all 99.99% of these, the hogs we import come from Canada. The feeder pig imports are on here in green, slaughter hogs in red. You can see a lot more wiener and feeder pigs come south than slaughter hogs. The trend on both is either steady to down a bit. We've had a bit of an increase in recent months in slaughter hogs coming south, but no great expansion in the breeding herd in Canada expected, so we're not looking for much change as far as the number of live hog imports into the United States. This is pork trade, imports and exports as a percent of production for the last decade or so. The green is what percent of the pork we're producing gets exported. We're running consistently 20 to 25% of the pork exported up until mid-year last year, and then you can see it's dropped down more in the 17 to 20% range in recent months. Tight pork supplies last year, record pork prices last year, and that stronger dollar has made it kind of tough to export the product. As we go forward, looking for a lot more hogs being slaughtered this year, and therefore pork supplies increasing, wholesale prices declining, we're probably going to do a bit better here in 2015 than we did in the second half of 2014, but if the dollar remains strong, not looking for a big rebound in exports. As far as imports, somewhere 4 to 5% of the pork we consume is imported. 80% of what we import comes from Canada, and we're not looking for major change in that category. The dominant thing in the last couple of years, the hog industry, has been this new PED virus, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, that is deadly for baby pigs. This is the number of positive tests at national animal health labs across the country. The green is PED virus positive tests on a weekly basis. The dark blue navy is porcine delta coronavirus, cousin of the PED virus, fortunately not quite as deadly a cousin. But you can see last winter, not the winter of 2013-14, on this chart, right in the middle of the chart, we had lots of problems and sharp increase in death loss and reduction in pigs per litter. However, this immediate past winter of 14-15, less than half the number of positive tests on a weekly basis. It doesn't really correlate directly with baby pig death loss, but based upon this chart, it looks like a lot fewer pigs lost in recent months to PED virus than was the case during the first year that we struggled to manage the disease. This is USDA's monthly data on pigs per litter. The winter of 13-14, December of 2013 through February 14, down 5.5% in pigs per litter. You can see that big notch there in the green bars of around 2014 part of the chart. This immediate past winter, up 6.7% from a year ago. So a tremendous turnaround. Hog producers had a tough time managing the disease the first year through, but looks like they're doing a much better job keeping death loss down, and so that means a lot more pigs available for slaughter than was the case a year ago. Weights, like I said, on cattle weights, they were up, and hog weights are up. The blue squares on this chart is average Beringelt live weights at slaughter in Iowa, Minnesota in 2013. First week of November 2013, we set a new all-time record high for live Beringelt weights, and we haven't been that light since. We were up strong all of last year, on average up 8.5 pounds compared to the year before. The normal trend is about 1 pound heavier. We started the year off very heavy this year. The first 12 weeks of the year above year ago levels, the last 4 weeks now have been under, and there's a very good chance weights will stay under year ago for the rest of the year, simply because the profits aren't near what they were a year ago. Death loss is not near what it was a year ago. That puts more hogs in finishing barns, and that you take away a little dab of square footage with lots of pigs, and the growth rate tends to slow. So don't be surprised if from now through December, weights stay below year ago levels. As far as hog slaughter, the red line is the 5-year average. The dashed line was last year, down most all year long. As you can see, 4.6% decline in hog slaughter in 2014 versus 2013. But this year, a sharp reversal. That dark blue line across there in the first third of the year, we're up 6.8% compared to a year ago in hog slaughter. Two things: mostly reduced death loss from PED, but also the fact that hog producers made a lot of money last year, and we bred more females, more gilts, and so it's more litters and more pig survivability, and we got a lot more hogs. Here's the numbers off the March Hog and Pig Reports. You see most of the numbers were up. Market herd up 7.7%, breeding herd up 2.2%. As far as where we're headed, if you look at the bottom three lines, winter fairings up 2.4%. Again, we made money, we expanded. March, April, May fairings up 2.1%, but USDA is forecasting summer fairings actually down 2.1%. Whether that's going to occur or not, but if it does, it gives some relief to this steady decline in hog prices. Sows fed by quarter, you can see the cyclical nature of the industry and that 2.1% forecast decline in summer fairings here in 2015. Prices, red line's 5-year average, dashed line was last year, blue line this year. We have had Beringelt prices at times half of what they were a year ago during the month of April. Pork cutout value also half of what it was a year ago. Bacon prices have been very strong. We had pork belly prices, what bacon's made out of course, at times in April, one-third of what it was a year ago. A lot of pork out there and a lot lower prices than what we saw in 2014. USDA's forecast production up 6.1% this year, and third quarter 9.1% more than a year ago. Interestingly, USDA's forecast in total amount of pork we'll produce this year will be more than the amount of beef we produce. We haven't had a year with more pork produced than beef in the United States since 1952. Hog price forecast last year, this is carcass prices, Iowa, Minnesota, $102.83 per 100 pounds of carcass, much lower this year, somewhere in the $66 to $70 range is expected average. prices moving up in the lower 70s. It doesn't look like we're going to make it to $80 at this point in time for the summer peak. As far as the futures markets concerned, you can see mostly somewhere around $70 to $75 per hundredweight as we go forward. Notice that the nearby contract, which is May on this chart, is the lowest price month contract on here. So some optimism that we'll see a slight increase in hog prices as we go forward towards next year. Profitability, Iowa State calculations, last year was the most profitable year ever in the hog business, United States, by quite a bit. On average, a little dab of profit this year, expected, but not nearly what we was expecting just a few months ago. And we started this year, you could lock in a profit for each month of 2015. And now, as you can see, we've started the month with started 2015 with losses in February and March, and expect to make a little money in the summer, but then back in the red ink in the fall.